弟兄姊妹你们好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
今天有机会又可以来到这里跟大家分享神的话语。
Today we have, I have the opportunity to come and share God's word with you.
我们知道外面在开始准备打风。
I know we're prepared for a heavy storm today.
可是在我们很多人的生命之中，这一个风也不是今天才开始打的了。
But in our lives, in the lives of many of us, the storm hasn't just started today.
这个风已经打了快两年了。
We've probably experienced a storm for probably 2 years.
而且不单只是我们因为这个流感，这个病的缘故在打风。
And it's not only from the pandemic.
我们看见我们四周围可能有很多不同的事情，令到我们觉得都是在打风。
So from a lot of things around us, we see how many storms there are in the world.
好像这两个礼拜我们看到阿富汗的消息的时候，我们觉得这个世界也是在打风。
So for one example is what we're seeing in that's happening in Afghanistan.
那我们现在看到我们的 Delta variant 的时候，又看见好像这个风又再打一次。
And we also see the emergence of the Delta variant, and we feel like this pandemic storm is surging again.
不单只是这样子，那我像我们教会有一个我们在那个缅甸支持的一个宣教士。
Not only that, for example, one missionary that our church supports in Myanmar.
啊，是在他是在里边做牧师的。
He is a pastor. He was a pastor in Myanmar.
那大家也知道那边情况非常之乱。
And you all know the chaos that's happening in Myanmar right now.
他就把他的教会开放，就让一些有病的人进去住在他的教会里面养病。
He opened his church to allow people with COVID to come in and recuperate.
那几个礼拜前，我们听到他患了 COVID.
So a few weeks ago, we heard that he himself contracted COVID.
跟着一个礼拜之后。他就过世了。
And 1 week later, he passed away.
我想我们看见很多时候，像我们今天讲到的题目，讲到善有善报，恶有恶报。
So, for example, today we the title of the sermon is about justice, whether there is justice in the world.
那我们就觉得好像看不到。
So many, a lot of times we may feel we don't see justice in the world.
可是这一个感觉不是现在才有的。
But it's not a feeling that we're having just now.
我们今天会一起看一看诗篇第七十三篇。
As we examine Psalm 73 today.
我们可以看见开始的时候，那一个诗人他的心里面就看见有很多的沮丧、挫败的感觉。
The psalmist.Also feels, expresses a lot of his frustration.
看见很多不公平的事情都在他四周围发生。
He saw a lot of injustice around him.
他就去到神的面前。
So he came before God.
我们今天会把这一个经文总共有二十八节分成三个部分。
So there are 28 verses in this psalm and we'll divide it into 3 parts.
那第一个部分是这一个诗人在讲到他有多大的失望。
The first part,is about the psalmist's disappointment.
那是从第一节到第十四节。
That's from verse 1 to verse 14.
可是跟着之后呢，他就把他的心打开，愿意用一个比较开明的态度去看到底发生什么事情。
After that, we see that he opens his heart to be willing to truly see what actually happens.
那是第十五五到第二十节。
That's from verse 15 to 20.
当他把他的心打开之后，他就看到他的生命，他对这些事情的看法就有一个改变。
As he opened his heart, to see the truth behind things, his life experienced a transformation.
那是第二十一到二十八节。
And that would be from verse 21 to verse 28.
那这三个部分里面呢，每一个部分我们也会分三步。
And within each part, we can also divide into three segments, 3 parts.
是看看他怎么样去看他对自己，看他对其他人，跟他对神的关系有什么样的描写。
To see how the 3 parts are how he saw his relationship with others, how he saw himself, and how he saw God.
我们先开始看看第一段，这是第一到第十四节。
Let's begin with the first section, which is verse 1 to verse 14.
对，那第一节呢？我们先一起念一念第一节跟第二节。
Let's read together verses 1 and 2.
我们先念中文，跟着念英文。
First, we will read in Chinese and then in English. 神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。至于我，我的脚几乎失闪，我的脚险些滑跌。Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold.
啊，第一节没有什么问题。
No problem. About verse 1.
很好的说到神恩待以色列那些清心的人。
It's great. It talks about how God is good to Israel and those who are pure in heart.
可是第二节开始就说至于我。
But verse 2 begins with the word but.
英文就是用到 but 这一个字，一讲就是表示说第一节虽然是这样子说，可是我怎么样呢？
So the word always connotates a change in the beginning. It's like, oh, God is good, however.
我们就看见他跟着就是在讲到他的脑袋里所知道的知识，神是怎么样，跟他现实所看到的有一些不配合。
So what that says is in his heart and in his mind, his understanding of God somehow is different from what the things that he saw in the world.
所以其实跟着哪一段，他就是在抱怨。
So the next section contains a lot of his complaints.
那他怎么样抱怨呢？
And how? What are his complaints?
从第三节。一直到第十四节都是抱怨。
The complaints are recorded all the way from verse 3 through verse 14.
我们可以看见他在第十三节跟第三节跟第十二节的时候，就是把那个抱怨的对象写了出来。
So the subject of his complaints are recorded in verse 3 and verse 12.
两个节里面都是怎么样去形容他的对象是谁啊？
And who are these people that he's complaining about?
他说哪些恶人？
It's the wicked.
这些人是敌对神的人。
These are people against God.
就是看见这些人，他们虽然行为非常之坏，可是生活却过得很好。
Even though these people lived in a wicked way, somehow they had an easy life.
他们过得非常之丰裕，跟着也是无忧无虑的在过生活。
They seem to enjoy prosperity and lived in a carefree manner.
所以他的心里面就有很多的疑惑，就是说为什么会这样子。
So it raised a lot of questions in the psalmist's heart. How come?
那跟着我从第四节到第十一节里面呢，就分成两个部分。
So from verse 4 through verse 11, there are two parts.
那第四节到第七节是一个部分。
The first part, subpart, is from verse 4 to verse 7.
第八节到第十一节是另外一个部分。
And the next part is 8 to 11.
所以我们看到这两个部分，为什么是两个部分呢？因为中间有两个所以在里面。
And why do I see them as two parts? Because of the word therefore in between.
好，我们先一起来念第四节到第七节。
So let's read together from verse 4 through verse 7. 他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力气却也壮实。他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾，所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的项上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from common human burdens. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. Their evil imaginations have no limits.
这里是讲到他们的生活跟他们到底是怎么样去死。
This part describes these people's lives and how they die.
那这个中文里面有讲到他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，可是英文这一个版本是没有的。
So in the Chinese translation, it talks about how their eyes bulge because they're fat, which is not in this English translation.
所以我就把第四节跟第七节用了另外一个英文版，我们就现在一起念，这是第四节跟第七节。
So I found this other translation, which is the Living Bible, for verse 4 and verse 7. So we will read that together. Verse 4. Yes, all through life, their road is smooth. They grow sleek and fat. And verse 7. These fat cats have everything their hearts could ever wish for.
那我们现在看见胖是不好的一件事情。
So of course, these days, nowadays, we view fatness as not necessarily something good.
可是在那个时候，对于你那个时候的人来说，体胖是一个很好，是表示你很有福分。
But at that time, being fat was actually a good thing.
我们看见我们的中国的那些福禄寿，那些像都是胖胖的，对不对？
If you picture the Chinese idols that represent prosperity and wealth, they are all pretty chubby.
所以胖在那个时候来说是一个很好的现象。
So, being fat meant it was a good thing at that time.
我们看到他们是所做的事是非常之邪恶。
So these people, their deeds were evil.
可是他们却非常之骄傲。
But they were full of pride.
他们看见他们做的事是觉得我们根本都没有后果的。
They realized that it seemed there were no consequences, no negative consequences to what they did.
他们还用很多暴力去威胁他们四周围的人。
And they even threatened people around them with violence.
他们就是从他们眼睛看见，哦，没有我这样子做都没有关系，很好。
From their eyes, they felt, oh, it doesn't matter what I do, it's fine.
所以他们就是里面内心充满了很多很 evil 很差劲的思想。
So their minds were filled with evil thoughts.
他们做的事情也对四周围的人有很多很差的影响。
And their deeds negatively impacted people around them.
我不知道你们这一阵子有没有看新闻，很多时候他们就讲到亚马逊的哪一个公司，他们赚了很多钱。
So I'm sure you read about how much money this company Amazon.com has made or is still making.
他们的创办人前一阵子还去了太空旅游。
Their founder Jeff Bezos even used his own money to go to space recently.
可是他们的员工、他们的薪水、福利、休息时间，种种都是非常之差劲的。
But their employees do not have such good treatment from the company in terms of their salary, their benefits, their hours, their sick leaves, etc.
有些时候就会觉得他这样子对待他的员工，可是他的公司还是不停的在赚钱。
So if you look at that, you feel, well, that's how he treats his employees, but then the company continues to make billions of dollars.
就是觉得，唉，为什么会这样子？真的不公平。
So we will look at that and feel that seems very unfair.
我们这里看见他第四节到第七节是讲到他们行为上面的问题。
So from verse 4 to 7, we see the problems with the deeds of the wicked.
我们跟着一起去念第八到第十一节。
And let's read together from verse 8 to verse 11.
这里是讲到他们语言上面的问题。
Here it this part describes the problems with their speech.
Okay, verse 8
to verse
11? 11.
Okay. 他们讥笑人，凭恶意说欺压人的话，他们说话自高，他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌毁谤全地，所以神的名归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。他们说，神怎能晓得？至高者岂有知识呢？ In English, they scoff and speak with malice. With arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, how would God know? Does the Most High know anything?
我们这里看到这些恶人，他们用他们的言语去恐吓别人。
Here we see the wicked, oppress others, threaten others with what they say, with their words.
他们还去摸缺那些比较弱小的群体。
And they intimidate those who are vulnerable.
他们就是看有一点就是觉得神你知道又怎么样。
They almost have this attitude. So what if God knows?
你们要知道那个时代的人，他们不像我们现在还有很多无神论者。
So you must understand at that time, not like now, where we have people who are atheists.
他们每一个人都信是有神的。
Every one of them believed, knew there was a God.
可是他们可以对神就是觉得，那你知道对我又有什么关系？
And yet they could have a defiant attitude toward God.
不单只是这样子，第十节里面他就说到，神的名归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。
And even in verse 10, it says, therefore their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance.
那到底这个是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们看看有另外一个译本里面就说到，上帝的子民也跟随他们，听从他们的话。
So a different translation, may be clearer. It says, and so God's people are dismayed and confused and drink it all in.
神的子民看见他们这样子，很多也跟着他们那样。
Meaning, even God's people, when they saw what these wicked people did, they ended up following them.
所以当这一个诗人看见这些人他们的经历，他们的生活。
So when the psalmist saw the lives of the wicked,
他也想一想他自己的生活。
The psalmist reflected on his own life.
他就开始有一些 不公平的感觉。
He started to feel resentment.
我们看到他在第三节跟第十三、第十四节里面就讲到他自己的感觉。
Verses 3, 13, and 14 describe how he was feeling inside him.
那我们一起念第三、第十三跟十四。
Let's read these verses together. 我见恶人和狂傲人想平安，就心怀不平。我实在心怀不平，洁净了我的心，突然洗手，表明无辜。因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。
他就是心怀不平。
He felt envy.
他看见，他觉得他自己是受刑罚。
He felt that he was being punished.
我们看见他在第五节的时候，看见那些人他是怎么样说。
And how does he describe these people in verse 5? 他们不像别人受苦，也不像别人遭灾。They are free from common human burdens. They are not plagued by human ills.
他自己是有灾难，跟着受困扰。
So he himself experiences human ills and burdens.
他觉得他自己每一天早晨都是受到处罚。
He felt that every morning he experienced new punishments.
可是看见那些坏人，却说他们不像别人受苦。
And yet, as he saw the wicked, they seemed not to be experiencing the same things.
也没有遇到什么样的灾难。
And they had no troubles in life.
我们有没有一些时候也是看见觉得是这样子啊？
Do we sometimes feel the same way?
从年纪轻轻的人，学生来说。
For example, as students.
你没有看见有一些人老师考试的时候也不念书，跟着去抄别人的功课，跟着也是在作弊，可是他们的成绩倒很好。
Do you see that fellow students around you, they don't ever study, they copy other people's assignments, and they cheat during tests, and yet they're doing well?
可是你自己每天晚上念到一两点，可是考试成绩还没有他们好。
And yet you who stay up late every night to study, you somehow don't test as well as they do.
而且也许是在我们工作之中，有没有看见一些人老是在老板后面在拍他们的马屁？
Or maybe in our workplace, we see a lot of people who brown nose their boss, your bosses.
你自己又加班，跟着又把他们的工作也做好。
You put in extra time, overtime, and even finish their work.
可是到升职的时候，是他是给升了，你自己还是坐在哪里？
And yet when the time comes, they're the ones getting promoted, not you.
也许有些时候我们作为家长的，
or even as parents,
我们看见我们真的把我们的小孩放在神的手中。
We see that we put our children before God.
可是他们就是不听话。
And yet they do not follow the right way.
你看到你的邻居小孩子什么都不管，可是他们的小孩看起来又好像非常之优秀。
And you see your neighbor's children, the neighbors don't spend any time or attention to them, and somehow they turn out really well.
你有没有觉得真是不公平？
Do you feel like there is no justice?
真是非神，你为什么会这样子？
God, why do you do this?
这个诗人在这里就是用两个词来形容他自己的心。
And so the psalmist describes his heart with two words.
第一个就是他是说他心怀不平。
The first word is envy.
那心怀不平的意思就是怎么呢？就是觉得你其实是有一点善恶其他人啊。
Meaning,
就是有一点就是善恶其他人，就是 jealous of the other people.
Meaning he's jealous of other people and how God treats them.
就看见他们可以这样子生活，还是那么好。
How come they live the way they do and they're enjoying their lives?
他们都不用为他们的行为负责任。
They bear no responsibility for their actions.
要是我可以像他们那样，那我也可以什么都不管，去做我喜欢的事啦。
If only I could be like that, I could do anything I want and have no consequences.
那他对他自己如何生活呢？
And so how should he live? How does he live?
他就用了陶然。这个字来形容。
So, he says, in vain.
都是觉得，唉，这样子做有什么意思？
Meaning, what's the point? What's the point of living the way I do?
那是表示他在他的思想里面，他有一个很要紧的信念。
So that means in his mind, he has a belief.
说到一个洁净的心，一个很好的生活，代表你应该就是有你的心，要是很好的话，你是应该一个有很好的生活。
Meaning a pure heart should necessarily lead to a good life.
可是我们作为基督徒的，到底这一个信念是真还是假的呢？
But for us Christians, is that a correct belief?
我们知道这个世界是有罪存在。
We know there is sin in this world.
那要是我们记得耶稣他在这个旷野在受试探的时候，
If we remember the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness,
魔鬼是怎么跟他说的？
What did the devil say to him?
在路加福音第四章第五节到第六节，这样子，魔鬼是这样子说的。
So in Luke chapter 4 verses 5 and 6, this is how it's described, recorded. 魔鬼又领他上了高山，霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁，你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。 And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time and said to him, To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I willIf you then will worship me, it will all be yours.
我们看见在我们现今这一个世界上面，我们所面对的公义不是完全的公义。
So we realize in this world, as we see it, the justice is not yet a complete justice.
你虽然可以得到很多的荣华富贵，不一定表示你是神喜悦的。
One may get all the prosperity that he pursues, but that does not mean he has the favor of God.
公义没有完全在生活之中彰显出来的话，不代表没有公义，而是神是不公义的。
When justice is not fully realized, it doesn't mean that there is no justice, or that God is not just.
魔鬼有些时候是用荣华富贵来试探我们。
Sometimes the devil uses prosperity to tempt us.
那这一个是我们要接受、要知道的，这是现实。
This is something we must realize and accept. That's the truth.
因为当我们愿意去接受这个世界还是在最终的时候，我们才可以把我们的心打开，来看看到底这是发生什么事情。
Only when we're willing to accept that this world is still in sin, then can we open our hearts to see the truth behind all of it.
当一个世人愿意知道他自己的推论有问题的时候，他就可以打开心来让神说话。
Once the psalmist realized the fallacy in his reasoning, he then was ready to open his heart to God.
那一个世人当他把他的心打开的时候，他怎么样看到呢？
And what did he see once he opened his heart?
我们先看一看第十五节。
Let's look at verse 15. 我若说我要这样讲，就是以奸诈待你的众子。If I had spoken out like that, I would have betrayed your children.
我们再看另一个翻译本怎么讲。
A different translation says this. 如果我心里说，我要说这样的话，我就是对你这一代的众儿女不忠了。If I had said, I will speak thus, I would have betrayed the generation of your children.
这里他就说到，要是我这样子讲的话，我就对这一代的众儿女不忠了。
Meaning, if I say what I was thinking, then I would not be doing right by your children.
这一首诗写的诗人叫做亚撒。
The psalmist for this psalm, his name was Asaph.
那他是谁呢？
Who was he?
他是当年他们以色列人把约柜搬进耶路撒冷的时候，他是一个乐师。
When the Israelites carried the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, he was one of the musicians.
他就是像带领诗歌，他带领崇拜诗歌的人。
I guess equivalent to a worship leader.
所以他是那个那些群众之中的一个领导人。
So he was one of the leaders among the people.
那他开始看到他怎么样的说话是会影响到那些他的会友的。
Then he realized that his words would affect people under his leadership.
他开始知道他自己这个态度会影响其他人的。
He realized that his attitude would affect other people.
他就坐在那边自怜的话，就会影响到其他人也有这样子的感觉。
The kind of self-pity that he was experiencing would infect those around him.
所以他就跟着就去看看，那我应该怎么样去看这些不公平的事情呢？
So he examined himself and thought about how he really should look at this injustice.
第十六节是这样子说。
So verse 16 says, 我思索怎能明白这事，眼看时系为难。我思想要明白这事，我就看为烦恼。The two.
两个翻译。
And the two translations in English. When I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply. But when I thoughtHow to understand this? It seemed to me a wearisome task.
他就接受了，他思想的跟他所看见的是有一个矛盾。
He accepted that there was a contradiction between what he saw and what he knew.
可是他也接受了，有很多事情我们现在在这个时间是不可能完全了解的。
He also accepted that a lot of times these contradictions puzzles we cannot completely resolve in our lifetime.
要是他老是要去明白这一件事情的时候，他是觉得他是非常之为难、烦恼。
If he insisted on trying to understand these difficulties, then it would be a tiresome, a wearisome struggle.
要去了解这些事情，只是把他自己弄得非常之累。
It will only tire him.
所以。他就是回到神的圣所里面。
Therefore, he decided he would return to God's sanctuary.
跟着哪四节就是讲到他回到神的圣所里面。
So the following four verses describe how he was in God's sanctuary.
我们一起念十七到二十节。
Let's read together verses 17 through 20.等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。人睡醒了怎样看梦？主啊，你醒了也必然照样轻看他们的影像。In English now. Till I enter the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny.Surely you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. They are like a dream when one awakes. When you arise, Lord, you will despise them as fantasies.
这是他看这一件事情的一个转捩点。
This is a turning point in how he viewed the situation.
从这里开始，我们就看见这一个诗人，他整个诗篇的看法跟语气就改变了。
From this point, we saw a complete change in the psalmist's perspective and tone.
他的环境完全没有改变的。
The circumstances did not change.
可是他对这一个问题的洞察的方式就改变了。
And yet, how he perceived the circumstances changed.
他开始明白到我们肉眼所看见的跟到底事情的真相到最后的结局是不一样的。
He realized that what he saw, was different from the final outcome, the final destiny.
那这个诗人他喜欢用一些同样的词去形容不同的情况。
So this psalmist likes to use the same word or similar words to describe different situations.
所以看到有一个对比。
To serve as a contrast.
这里他是用到这一个滑倒这一个词。
Here he uses the word slip or slippery.
那第十八节的时候，他是说你把他们安排在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。
In verse 18, he says, "Surely you place them on slippery ground; you cast them down to ruin."
只是说那些恶人到最后。他们是化在沉沦之中，这是会给神处罚了。
Meaning the wicked will at one point slip and be punished by God.
可是他形容自己在第二节的时候说：“我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。”
And in verse 2, when he describes himself, he says, "But as for me, my feet had almost slipped."I had nearly lost my foothold.
他有没有滑倒?
Did he actually slip?
没有。
No, he didn't.
他只是差不多。
He almost.
所以他自己那个时候的心态是令到他自己差一点点滑倒了。
His attitude at that time caused him to almost slip.
可是他没有滑倒。
And yet he didn't.
可是不像那些恶人，他们是掉在沉沦之中，他们安在滑地是一定滑倒的。
Unlike the wicked,For certain, their destiny is ruined, that they will at some point for sure slip.
跟着他另外一个词用在这里的是实在这一个词。
Another word he uses, surely.
那这里是开始的时候是说到你实在把他们安在滑地，就是他们一定会这样子的。
In verse 18 says, surely you place them on slippery ground.
他开始的时候说我实在陶然解信了我的心陶然死守表明、啊、无辜
In the verse 13 says Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and have washed my hands in innocence
他从开始的时候说实在怎么样从第十三节到第十八节的时候他知道真正的实在是怎么样
In verse 13, he thought what was for certain, what was surely true. And when he got to verse 18, he knew what was certainly true.
他一直觉得他所见跟他所信的矛盾终于放开了。
So the contradiction between what he saw and what he knew finally was resolved.
我们看见他的生命受到一个改变，是一个属灵、自识跟体验三方面的改变。
So we saw the transformation in him was spiritual, intellectual, and experiential.
知道他自己可以重生，有一个定位。
So he could have a an orientation, a reorientation of where he should be and how he should live.
他看见他跟神的关系有一个成长。
He saw a growth and a new maturity in his relationship with God.
他不是很肤浅的，就是看着到底外面在发生什么事情。
He no longer superficially take in everything that he saw.
而是看到最终是到底是发生什么事情，是最要紧的。
But he was able to see and realize the importance of our final destiny.
我的教会有一个姊妹，她是在医院里面做他们的牧师。
So there's a sister in our church. She is a chaplain at a hospital.
她是分享到去年大概五六月的时候，医院是非常之急啊。
She shared with us that around May or June last year, you know, there were a lot of the hospitals were really swamped with COVID patients.
所以她每一天，她说我上班，我的心里面都充满了恐惧。
So she said that every day when she went to work, she was filled with fear.
我每一天都有一点想逃走的感觉。
She always felt like she wanted to just run away and escape.
她看见她四周围的病人，她整个人都觉得她自己都没有办法再继续服侍下去。
She felt overwhelmed by the number of patients around her.
我们看见亚撒在诗里面是用愤怒去面对他的不公平。
So we see that Asaph, the psalmist, responds to injustice with anger.
那这一个姊妹是用恐惧去面对她看见的这个情况。
Well, this sister who's a chaplain responded to what she saw with fear.
在那个时候，她也觉得好像诗人一样，就是慢慢的在那个滑地越来越滑下去。
At that time, she also felt that she was on slippery ground.
所以她那个时候就是很早，她上班之前，她大概七点钟要到医院，所以她大概早上五点起来，就是先做她的灵修。
So she needed to be in the hospital by 7, so she would wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning for his devotion.
当她做灵修的时候，她就看见神在跟她说，你每一天你都知道是新的一天。
And when during her time spent with God, she heard God tell him, every day you wake up, it's a new day.
神跟他说，我每一天都会跟你同在。
God said to her, every day when you wake up, I am with you.
他是拿着那一个应许，每一天就去开始新的一天。
So she held on to that promise as she faced each new day.
他就去的时候，他知道，其实我心里的感受，神是明白了解的。
So she realized what I'm feeling, God knows.
而且神与我同在。
And God is with me.
他就知道，当神与我同在的时候，我可以去跟我的病人同在。
And so, and she also realized, when God is with me, I can be with my patients.
她记得有一次，她刚刚看见有一个病人，因为那个时候家人都不许进去医院嘛。
So there was one time, there was, you know, people, families weren't allowed to visit the patients in the hospital at that time, so there was one patient.
So 她就跟问了医生说，这个病人情况还好吗？医生说，还可以。
So she asked the doctors about this particular patient and how he, his conditions. And the doctor said, oh, he's okay.
那他就想 ,OK, 那就好了。那我就先去吃一个午饭。我吃完回来之后，我就帮他安排跟他的女儿见面。
So she thought, oh, okay, then it's fine. Let me go have lunch first. And after lunch, I will arrange for the patient online visit with the patient, or a visit with the patient by his families.
15分钟之后，他跑回来。
15 minutes later, when she went back,
他看见那个病人已经去了。
She saw the patient had died already.
他说，怎么可能这样子？
She thought, how is this possible?
我怎么去跟他的女儿交代？
How do I face his daughter?
怎么办？
What should I do?
他就打了电话给那个女儿。
So she made a phone call to the daughter.
可是 因为他知道神在他的生活之中与他同在。
But because she realized she knew God's presence was with her.
他后来看见自己的话语可以安慰到那一个女儿。
She realized that her words could comfort this daughter.
他看见神是指着他去帮助这一个女儿。
She saw that God was using her to minister to this daughter.
到最后她看见那个女儿是受到安慰的。
At the end, she saw that the daughter was indeed comforted.
正如这一个诗人一样，她看到神在这一个事情里面去改变她的看法，她就可以继续去活在那个矛盾之中，跟着去服侍她四周围的人。
Very much like the psalmist, when the psalmist saw God's presence in the world, he was able to change his perspective and continue to serve those around him.
我们看到亚撒的心态一直的在改变。
We saw that Asaph, the psalmist's attitude, continued to change.
我们看见他怎么样的改变呢？
And how did it continue to change?
他先是自己的心态改变。
First, his perspective, his attitude changed.
一起来念21到22节。
Let's read verses 21 and 22. 因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you.
他开始知道我自己竟然敢这样子站在神的面前。
He realized, wow, how dare I to hold this attitude before God?
他形容自己是愚昧无知。
He described himself as senseless and ignorant.
像动物一样。
Like an animal.
就是动物一样是怎么样呢？
Like how?
我就想啊，想就是想到，我不知道你们记不记得，有些时候小孩子小的时候，你带他们去看医生。
So I've been thinking, what would that be like? It's like sometimes when we take our children to the doctor, to the pediatrician.
那是为他们好啊。
It's for their good.
可是一个针一打下去的时候，小孩子就哭得像猪一样。
But once the needle pokes them in the arm, they start crying like a pig.
那就是动物一样啦。
So like an animal.
有一点就是这样子，就是他在神的面前就是好像动物一样，就是说你为什么这样子会发生，为什么事情会这样子，真是不公平。
So Asaph says he was like an animal, crying and screaming before God, saying, why is this happening?
可是现在他开始知道事情的真相不是那样子的。
But now he realizes the reality of the world is not what it seems.
眼前看见跟永恒所发生的是不一样的。
The temporary reality that he saw with his eyes was different from the eternal reality.
当他看见那样子的时候，他怎么样去改变呢？
So how did he change once he realizes the difference?
我们一起念23到26节。
Let's read together verse 23 to 26. 然而我常与你同在，你搀着我的右手，你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。 Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
这里是说到我常与你在。
Here he says, I am always with you.
通常圣经是什么说的？是说神，你常与我同在。
Usually the Bible says, God is with us.
可是这里他是表达自己的内心，是说我想常与神你同在。
And yet here he says, I am with God.
他是知道我是真的需要神。
He realizes that he truly needs God.
靠我自己，我看见的很多都是假象。
On my own, all I could see are illusions.
跟着他用以后这一个词，在二十四节里面说到以后逼接我到逼接我到荣耀里。
So in verse 24, he says afterward.
在原文里面，这一个以后这一个词，跟第十七节那个结句这一个词是同一个根同一个字出来的。
The word afterward in Hebrew has the same root as the word used in verse 17, final destiny.
所以他这个以后就是表示他看到最终是到底会发生什么样的事情。
So by afterward, he means he sees the final destiny.
他是知道这一件事是到底最终的结局是怎么样。
He was able to understand the final destiny of all things.
那最后我们一起去看看第二十七到二十八节。
So finally, let's look at verse 27-28. 远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的你都灭绝了。但我亲近神是与我有益，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。 Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds.
以撒看到了，他的感受是那样子，因为他觉得为什么我看见眼前的事情这么样的不公平。
So Asaph realized, on one hand, he saw injustice in the world.
可是他终于知道那一个只是时间上面的安排对神来说。
But he realized it was only a matter of time as far as God is concerned.
在永恒来说是神是公义的。
In view of eternity, God is just.
神是公平的。
God is fair.
我们今天的讲题是什么？善有善报，恶有恶报。
So the title of the message today is whether there is justice in the world.
那大家知不知道下两句是什么？
You know the following two phrases in Chinese?
是不是不报，时辰未到，对不对？
Meaning it's only a matter of time.
同样的。这里就让我们知道神是公义的。
In the same way, the psalm wants to tell us that God is just.
我们以为不公平，神是公平的。
We may see injustice, we feel that things are unfair, but God is just.
罪是有报应的。
Sin has its consequences.
所以这一个诗人，那最后第二十八节怎么说？
So what does the psalmist say in verse 28?
但我亲近神是与我有益，我以主耶稣基督为我的避难所，好叫我述说这一切你一切的行为。
But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds.
所以我们是需要把神的行为去传讲出去。
So we are to tell of God's deeds.
他看到神是公义的神。
He saw that God is a just God.
所以他愿意去把这一个公义传讲出去。
And therefore he was willing to tell of his justice.
有一个牧师叫做 John Piper.
There's a pastor called John, his name is John Piper.
他在一个聚会之中他宣讲了这一个的信息。
In one conference, he shared this message.
他说我刚刚收到一个消息说我们教会支持的两个姊妹在非洲宣教的。
So he said, I've just heard this news that two sisters in my church who are missionaries in Africa.
他们刚刚去因为意外去世。
They just died from an accident.
他就说你们觉不觉得这是一个悲剧？
Do you think that's a tragedy?
他是说我想让你们知道哪一个不是悲剧。
I want you to realize it's not a tragedy.
跟着他就拿了一份报纸出来说我要让你们知道什么是悲剧。
And then he showed the people a newspaper clipping and he says, let me show you what a tragedy is.
这个报纸里面说到有一对夫妇他们五十几岁提早退休。
So this article talks about a couple who took early retirement in their early 50s.
那他们现在就在佛罗里达州。
And so this couple was traveling in Florida.
买了一个游艇。
They bought themselves a yacht.
每天去打高尔夫球。
They played golf every day.
有时间最常做的事就是去捡贝壳。
And the most they would do every day was to collect seashells.
他说你知不知道这才是一个悲剧。
He says, that is a tragedy.
你们不要相信这一个世界给你们的方言。
Do not buy into this lie that the world tries to sell you.
给你一个假的梦想。
A false dream.
说你们的生活就是要去退休享受。
That your life is about retiring and enjoying yourself.
我们要把我们的生命放长一点去看。
Take a longer view of your life.
我们是当我们死后要回到神的面前。
When we at the end of our earthly life and we return to God.
我们不应该就是给神说，神你看我捡的就是这些贝壳。
We don't show God, hey God, look all the seashells I've collected.
不然的话，这就是一个悲剧。
That would be a tragedy.
所以到最后，我们看到诗人第一句讲的。是对的。
So finally, let's return. When we come back to verse 1, we realize that is a true statement.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
清心的人。
Pure in heart.
愿意抓住神的人。
A heart that's willing to hold on to God.
当我们看见事情我们都不懂的时候还是愿意抓住神的人。
When we see things that we don't understand, we cannot comprehend, we're still willing to hold on to God.
所以当我们生命之中有一些时候看见我们四周围的事情我们觉得为什么会这样子非常失望。
So when we see things around us that make us feel, why? How? What a disappointment.
我们愿不愿意把心打开。
Are we willing to open our hearts?
去看一个长远的角度去看我们的生命。
To use a different, a longer, much longer perspective.
直到我们的生命得到改变。
So that our lives can be transformed.
到最后，我们可以用我们的生命去述说主的一切作为。
So that we can use our lives to tell of God's, all of God's deeds.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们的主我们的神
Our Lord, our God.
我们今天来到神你的面前
Today we come before you.
求主你帮助我们
We pray that you help us.
提醒我们
And remind us.
当我们在这一个困难的时候
In times of difficulty.
在我们生命充满了暴风雨的时候
When in the storms of our lives.
我们可以看到神你还是信实的
We can see that God, you are still faithful.
还是与我们同在。
You are still with us.
使我们的眼光不要只放在眼前。
So our perspective will not be restricted to what our eyes can see.
而可以看到我们与神的关系是一个永恒的关系。
But we can see that our life with you is an eternal one.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.